Matt Flynn Direct is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy! Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Devil Radio, our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, we're giving away a free Devil Radio t-shirt to the third caller today. Lots to talk about. Long weekend. I'm going to start with something that broke after our show on Friday, but it deserves mention. The House Ethics Panel has launched an investigation into Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz is under investigation for child minor sex trafficking, a number of other offenses, and the House Ethics Panel is now launching an investigation at the congressional level. And why is that important? The House Ethics Panel is probably the only real remaining bipartisan panel in the Congress, in the House of Representatives. You know, you have a lot of other committees, but whenever one party takes control of the House, they stack the committee with their people, and essentially all of the hearings before it are kind of dog and pony show with a preordained result. But the House realized long ago that there's some very, very serious transgressions sometimes that are involve members of Congress. And it really doesn't work if it's a partisan inquiry. It really doesn't work unless everyone agrees that people on that panel, Democrats and Republicans, jointly agree to launch the investigation. Because think about it. If it were otherwise, if this were like the Intelligence Committee or the Judiciary Committee, there would be partisan inquiries into the other party. In other words, once your party took control, you would investigate a lot of other people on the other side for ethical violations and try to give it, especially for campaign purposes, some kind of an ethical overtone as well as an ideological overtone. But the House Ethics Panel doesn't lightly start an investigation into any member of Congress because, quite frankly, the investigation itself is sort of the kiss of death. I mean, you know, the average member of Congress is not investigated by the Ethics Committee. And when they do, it's a bipartisan from the Democrats and the Republicans on that committee. It's done reluctantly, and it's done not to get the person, because remember, Republicans are on that committee too. But it's basically to clean house of the most severe violations by members of Congress. And there were ethics investigations back in the old days when, for instance, some congressman used the House bank to get themselves advances, and they ensnared some very high ranking Democrats in that one. And it was sad because it wasn't that any money was stolen or taken, but they were advances. Anyway, I won't go into the history of who the House Ethics Panel has investigated, but the fact that they have investigated Matt Gaetz, and generally if there's a wider issue, so they can investigate a Democrat and Republican at the same time they do it. But with Matt Gaetz, there's no Democrat who comes close to the kind of investigation into Matt Gaetz. So when they look at him, the testimony, the documents they get, it will all be confidential, and then they'll issue a decision. Now, if Gaetz is indicted before that, they'll very likely suspend their work to see how the criminal process plays out. But the truth is that when they do come to a conclusion, they can do a lot of things. They can recommend his expulsion from the Congress. It's a very, very severe sanction. It's one, frankly, that I have a great deal of concern about. Because when you have the Congress throwing people out who are elected by constituents, my view is the constituents should throw them out. But in any event, they can go short of that. They can censure them. They can do a lot of things. And in the past, they've occasionally summoned him to the well of the Congress. It's really something out of a couple hundred years ago. He has to stand there and they have to sort of ritually denounce him. And, you know, none of this works normally, although in the current populist environment of politics, anti-establishment, you know, who knows? Maybe he'll brandish that as a badge of honor. I don't know. And I don't know if it'll get to that. But there you have it. The House Ethics Panel investigating Matt Gaetz. Over the weekend, it was reported that Donald Trump turned down a request by Matt Gaetz to meet with him. Now, that isn't surprising. Matt Gaetz afterwards denied it. Trump denied it. I don't really believe their denials. But if you think about it, Donald Trump is trying to resurrect himself for 2024. He's out there endorsing some Republican candidates for Senate, knifing and torpedoing others. And to associate himself with Matt Gaetz right now is not in Donald Trump's best interest. I mean, Donald Trump was photographed with Jeffrey Epstein. Donald Trump is being sued for defamation by Jean Carroll in New York, who alleged that he raped her in the dressing room of Berghoff Goodman a long time ago, and he denied it and said she was a liar, and she's suing him for defamation for calling her a liar. And the judge said that's a good claim that can go to a jury. And there was a woman who appeared on The Apprentice who said he groped her. And then he said she was a liar, and she just announced she's suing him for defamation. So Trump is not somebody who necessarily needs to add to this long line of accomplishments. And by associating with Matt Gaetz, it doesn't help him at all. What Trump and Gaetz said just yesterday was, well, Gaetz came to Florida to speak to a Republican group at one of Trump's properties. Yeah, he did. He's a member of Congress. There are a lot of people that came to talk. Trump wasn't there to see him talk. And then they said, and this defies belief, Gaetz didn't want to meet with Trump. Gaetz didn't ask to meet with Trump. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Ron Johnson was desperate for an endorsement by Trump. Marco Rubio, desperate for endorsement by Trump, and got it. They're all desperate. Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, all desperate for endorsement by Trump. So you think that a know-nothing congressman from Florida who's under criminal investigation wouldn't do anything to get an endorsement by Trump and meet with him? Are you kidding me? What they really should have said is, instead of just coming out and going, well, you know, he didn't really want to. That's just crazy. That is absolutely crazy. He's dying to have a meeting with Trump, dying to have an endorsement by Trump. I mean, the truth of the matter is, obviously he wanted it. He didn't get it. It was in Trump's interest not to give it to him. And they could say, well, there was no formal request, which is also a lie. But the whole thing is smelly. The whole thing is smelly, and the House Ethics Panel is going to cut through it. Going to the Congress itself, another case of interference in our foreign policy by Congress is this. As part of his budget, Joe Biden has allocated $235 million for relief to the Palestinians. Now, that is humanitarian, but it's also strategic in our interest. It doesn't do the United States any good to have a people suffer and a people not having sufficient funds even to live decently. We give $2 billion a year to Pakistan. It's not because they're our allies. They're not our allies. They're the ones that hid Osama bin Laden right next door to their military academy, the equivalent of West Point, to protect them. They're the ones when we send a drone in they get the drone on the ground and turn it over to the Chinese. These are not the Pakistani people are not acting in our interest. Why do we give them $2 billion a year? We give them $2 billion a year to keep control of their nuclear weapons. That way, they're less inclined to use them. We wouldn't have to go in and take them out. It gives us some insight into what they're doing, and it's a form of control. That's why we do it. That's why we do it. Everybody said, oh, we shouldn't have foreign aid. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? We're not going to be Fortress America. We are the country. We are basically the vanguard of Western civilization around the world. We're needed. Our ascendancy, our constitution, our values are needed. And that requires intervention. And it's far cheaper and better and more moral to intervene financially than it is with military troops. So the $235 million to the Palestinians is absolutely right. It's in the interest of everybody, all of our allies in that area. It's in the interest of Israel and Jordan. It's in the interest of the United States. The Republicans, Senator Risch of Idaho and Representative McCaul of Texas, have put in a block. It's called an information hold on $75 million of it. Cut it down by about a third. Now, I got to say this. I've said it before. It really frosts me. I've got to say it again. These people all think they're big stuff, that any one of them or two of them can just hold up his finger and go, well, okay, I'm only one congressman. There are 435 of them, but I'm going to hold this up. I'm not going to let the others even think about it. And I'm just one senator out of 100. But hey, you know, Cicero is a senator, and you know, the guys like Brutus and Caesar and all that. And I'm a big guy. I'm a big shot, just like they are. These people slay me. They really slay me. They are non-entities. They're barnacles on the behind of humanity, is what they are. And they should not be permitted to have one or two people just go, oh well, I'll call it an information hold. Put a hold. Put it away. We'll think about it. Come on. If you have a substantial minority that wants further discussion, that's one thing. Set it very high, like 33% of everybody or 40% of everybody, but not one idiot. You know, you end up getting the Rand Pauls, the Josh Hawleys, this guy Risch of Idaho. Whoever heard of Risch of Idaho? McCaul of Texas, all of them down there. The House side, you can't gerrymander the Senate, but the House side gerrymandered. A lot of these people, deeply disturbed individuals, and we're letting them put holds on this stuff. So a third of that aid going to the Palestinians is being held up by Senator Risch of Idaho, Representative McCaul of Texas. And that money is in the interest of the United States. I don't care what their ideology is. It's in the interest of the United States. It's in the interest of our geopolitical objectives in the Middle East. It's in the interest of our allies whom we support, Israel, Jordan, and others. It's got to be done. And these people are just sticking their nose into it, ignorant, know nothing about foreign policy, just trying to pose for some sort of marketing picture back home. Okay, we're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.